Thanksgiving to y'all from Atlanta, Georgia. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this Thanksgiving Day, this national holiday that was put into effect even from the beginning of our nation's history to this present time. We are thankful that we can give thanks to you as a church, as well as a nation. And you ask that you would grant to our country the blessings of continued worship and service to our God, and the freedoms that we enjoy that enable us to live freely and to be able to proclaim your gospel abroad. And Lord, may you be glorified even in this brief time of your word and prayer. In Christ's name, amen. Savoring the Savior. We are all going to shortly partake of a savory Thanksgiving dinner in the will of the Lord. In Psalm 34:8, David declares, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is that man that trusts in him." Thanksgiving turkeys are delicious and are savory. Just like the venison that was made by Esau for his father Jacob was savory. And boy, his father loved it. But what about the Lord? Is he savory to us? Is the Lord himself good to us? For the Bible says in Psalm 100, verse 5, "For the Lord is good." It also goes on to say that his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. God is good in himself. He is in every way all that he as God should be, and therefore answers perfectly to the ideal expressed in the word God. Our Lord Jesus said to the rich young ruler, "There is none good but one, that is God." He is the fountain of all good. It says in Psalm 36:9, "For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we shall see light." Also, God is good toward others. He is the highest good. In Latin, summum bonum. That is the highest good toward all of his creatures. It says in Psalm 145, verses 9 and 15 and 16, "The Lord is good to all. His tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat, their food in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing." God cares for all of his creatures, but especially he cares for mankind. Our Lord Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, "God makes the sun to shine on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." Matthew 5:45. You will notice that it is not restricted just to believers. Yet believers above all, given the knowledge that they have of the Lord, show a proper appreciation of his blessings and a desire to use them for his service. And in this way, they enjoy them in a fuller and richer measure. Our Lord also taught in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 6:31 through 33. Therefore, take no thought what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, or wherewithal shall ye be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Sadly, by nature, we don't savor the things of God, but rather the things that are or be of men. Mark 8:33. The context of that is the disciples, who, for the most part, except for one, Judas Iscariot, were believers. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be made manifest. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Have you come to Jesus Christ? Are you daily, as a believer, following Jesus Christ? Are you born from above and manifesting the fruits of the Holy Spirit, of righteousness and joy and service toward God? In closing, let me have you consider the words of the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 2:1-3. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, all these things that we sadly are prone to do as sin is exacerbated in our lives, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Is the Lord gracious in your life? Then you have reason to be thankful for him. You have reason to savor the Savior, Jesus Christ, on this day. So let us do that. Let us savor him on this Thanksgiving Day. And may the Lord grant to you a delicious Thanksgiving meal that you can enjoy together with those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for the health and strength that we enjoy. We pray for those who are not well at this time, such as our brother Angel and our brother Joe DeLeon. We pray, O Lord, for their healing and for the healing of others that are not mentioned. And also we give thanks to you for the birth of Levon, the newborn of Adriana and Preston. And we are thankful, O Lord, for all of our children. And we ask, O God, that you would, in your mercy, allow them to be raised and to grow up in a culture that is permeated by the grace of God, that you would preserve our culture and our country from the ravages of Satan and sin, and that you may be pleased, O Lord, to cause righteousness to prevail. For, Lord, as your word teaches, righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Nevertheless, we give you thanks for what we have. And Lord, ask that you might forgive us of our sins and enable us, O Lord, to live lives that are more pleasing in your sight, as we ask all of these things and more, even the things that are not spoken, that are upon our hearts and minds, to the glory of our Father, in the name of our Savior, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in peace. Shalom Aleichem.